Somebody, somewhere, is going to burn a Koran. This is John Mill, and I've been thinking about burning a Koran. No, actually, I've been thinking about how a two-bit preacher from Florida brought pretty much the entire Western world to its knees, and not to worship anything but himself. You gotta hand it to Pastor Terry Jones, that hirsute leader of the non-denominational and strangely named Dove World Outreach Center in Gainesville, Florida. He got a rise out of an A-list of important people, from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Attorney General Eric Holder, and President Obama, to the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus. Every one of these powerful people, representing the most powerful nation in the history of the world, would sacrifice one of our most essential liberties for the illusion of security. And this is a point that even Mr. Obama, a constitutional scholar, completely misses. About 250 years ago, Benjamin Franklin said, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." I know that quote's been overused, but it's totally appropriate right now. This is a teaching moment for U.S. democracy, and our leaders are squandering it. You see, even though he never torched one page of one Koran, one delusional demagogue got all these people to kiss his behind, and still sparked violence. A massive protest in Indonesia, and a letter from its president to the U.S. president urging him to stop the Koran burning, a march and flag burning in Pakistan, threats of anti-American violence, flag burning, and burning Pastor Jones in effigy in Afghanistan, amid cries of death to Christians. Somebody, somewhere, is going to burn a Koran. Maybe that would put U.S. troops in harm's way in Afghanistan and Iraq. No, wait, I think Mr. Petraeus wasn't paying attention. U.S. troops are already in harm's way. What private citizens do to a Koran is not his concern. This is not a Fahrenheit 451 scenario or even a 1933 Nazi book-burning scenario. Those were government actions. U.S. officials here are condemning private actions. And that's not right. You know what? Those who hate the U.S. are not going to love us if we abridge our First Amendment to appease them. They have a choice about how they react. Either they commit violence, or they do not. Private book burners may be reckless, but they also have a right. I don't believe in the heckler's veto. I don't believe any of us has a guarantee never to be offended, to always be safe and secure and undisturbed in our opinions and beliefs. The physical Koran, like the physical Bible and the American flag, is only a thing. I know some people believe that if you destroy the thing, you destroy the idea, or for all I know, the God or spirit inside the thing. But burning a book is only destroying a thing, not an idea. Burning a Koran is pointless. I don't say it's wrong or insulting, because feeling wronged or insulted is a choice. It's just pointless. You can't change beliefs by charring books. And if that's really what's motivating potential Koran burners, I've got a better idea. You know what'll scare the religious world witless? Don't burn their holy book. Critique it.